Good morning and welcome to Redeemer. We're glad you've joined us for this opportunity to worship God, to praise God, and to hear God's word for our lives. I'll remind you that later in this service, we will be celebrating Holy Communion. You're invited to get elements ready to receive communion there in your homes as well. Also remind you about midweek Vespers this week, Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Join us as we have another opportunity to worship God and to remember God in our lives. This week, our theme will be looking at Psalm, I think it's 98, and the hymn, Joy to the World. Remember that our congregation council has set July 19th as our target date for reopening. I think the operative word there is target date. That's what we're shooting on. I'm sure you've probably seen, as I have seen, that numbers right now are going upward and are of concern, and our council will be meeting to discuss what that means and whether we can open on the 19th or whether we need to delay that further. So please pray for them to have your wisdom, God's wisdom, and they'll be discussing that, and watch for information from us about what's going on. Amanda, do you have announcements for us?
Of course I have announcements.
Of course you have announcements. Yep.
So today we start our new book study. We are reading Asterix by Madeline Goldsberger, and that will be at 2 o'clock via Zoom. If you want to join us and you haven't picked up the book, that's okay. Order the book and join us anyway for some wonderful conversation. And just email me at aburke@reboot.com or reboot.church, and I can get you information. Join us. The other thing that I wanted to let folks know about is our blessing box has blessed a lot of people, and it's running just a little bit low. So if you do go to the grocery store or do a grocery pickup, if you wouldn't mind thinking about a few extra things for our blessing box and a way to bless our members and our community. Those are all my
answers,
Pastor Gary.
Interestingly, I was sitting in the office the other day, and I saw a car pull up and a family go over to the blessing box and get things out of it.
That is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. Yeah, absolutely. Let us prepare for our worship with our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Amen. Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin. Reconciling God, we confess that we do not trust your abundance, and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts. We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference and do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us. And in your Spirit, lead us, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Amen. Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. Let us live now in hope, for hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you direct our lives by your grace, and your words of justice and mercy reshape the world. Mold us into a people who welcome your word and serve one another. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
So if you give a moose a muffin, is there a book for today?
want some jam to go with it. So you'll bring out some of your mother's homemade blackberry jam. When he's finished eating the muffin, he'll want another, and another, and another. And when they're all gone, he'll ask you to make more. He'll have to go to the store to get some muffin mix. He'll want to go with you. When he opens the door, he'll feel how chilly it is, and he'll ask to borrow a sweater. When he puts the sweater on, he'll notice one of the buttons is loose. He'll ask for a needle and thread. He'll start sewing the button. We'll remind him of the puppets his grandmother used to make. So he'll ask for some old socks, and he'll make some sock puppets. When they're done, he'll want to put on a puppet show, but he'll need some cardboard and paints. Then he'll ask you to help him make the scenery. When the scenery is finished, he'll get behind the couch, but his antlers will stick out. So he'll ask for something to cover them up. You'll bring him a sheet from your bed. When he sees the sheet, he'll remember he wants to be a ghost for Halloween. He'll try it out and shout, boo! It'll scare him so much, he'll not go to the pants. So, he'll use the sheet to clean up the mess. Then he'll ask for some soap to wash it out. He'll probably want to hang the sheet up to dry. He'll go outside to put it on the clothesline. When he's out in the yard, he'll see your mother's blackberry bushes. Seeing the blackberries will remind him of her jam. He'll probably ask him for some. And chances are, if you give him the jam, he'll want a muffin. Our moose is very, very busy and wants lots of muffins. But it reminded me about how sometimes when we have one thing happen, then another thing happens, and then another thing happens. And in just a little bit, Pastor Gary's going to read part of our gospel for today. And then it says, those who welcome you, the disciples, also welcome Jesus. And those who welcome Jesus also welcome the one who sent Jesus, God. And that made me think about our book, If You Give a Moose a Muffin, because it seems like one thing leads to another thing leads to another thing. And if we're welcoming other people, and we're welcoming Jesus, and we're welcoming God, it seems like there's a lot of love and peace and community that can be built that way. And so when we welcome other people, we're welcoming Jesus into our midst. We're welcoming Jesus' love, we're welcoming God's peace, and all that comes with it. And that's a really important thing, all the time, but especially now. It's good to welcome others, and it's good to welcome Jesus, even though sometimes it has to be online, instead of in person. But let's pray. Dear God, thank you for everything you do to help us build a community. Thank you for welcoming us as your children. Thank you for helping us welcome other people when it's easy and sometimes when it's hard. Thank you for the love that you give all of us all the time. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Jeremiah. The prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priests and all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord fulfill the words that you have prophesied and bring back to this place from Babylon the vessels of the house of the Lord and all the exiles. But listen now to this word that I speak in your hearing and in the hearing of all the people. The prophets who preceded you and me from ancient times prophesied war, famine, and pestilence against many countries and great kingdoms. As for the prophet who prophesies peace, when the word of that prophet comes true, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent the prophet. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the 12, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Karl Barth, the famous theologian, was on a streetcar one day in Basel, Switzerland, where he lectured. A tourist to the city climbed on and sat down next to Barth, and the two men started chatting with each other. "Are you new to the city?" Barth inquired. "Yes," said the tourist. "Well, is there anything you would particularly like to see in this city?" asked Barth. "Yes," the man said. "I'd love to meet the famous theologian Karl Barth. Do you know him?" Barth replied, "Well, as a matter of fact, I do. I give him a shave every morning." The tourist got off the streetcar quite delighted. He went back to his hotel saying to himself, "I met Karl Barth's barber today." As he was sending out his disciples, Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." The story about Karl Barth is informative. The tourist was right there with Barth and never realized it. And so it makes us ask ourselves, do we recognize Jesus around us? It makes us wonder, how do we welcome Jesus? It's not a comfortable question. It comes along with all sorts of other questions like, how often do we see Jesus in other people? How often do we recognize Jesus in other people? How do we get beyond our own myopia and inward gaze to see anyone other than ourselves? How do we get beyond seeing the things other people do that we don't like or offend us or we disagree with in order to see that they are people loved by Jesus too? How do we find ways to give cups of cold water to those we don't normally associate with? And how do we do it willingly and joyfully instead of begrudgingly and reluctantly? How do we welcome those we aren't comfortable with and see Jesus in them? How do we welcome Jesus? These are hard questions. made even harder by a prayer offered often by Mother Teresa. O Jesus, she prayed, grant that even if you are hidden under the unattractive disguise of anger, of crime, or of madness, I may recognize you and say, Jesus, you who suffer, how sweet it is to serve you. That's the prayer of a Christian. But how do we do that? Most of us don't find ourselves in those kind of situations very often, and the fact that we don't might be a different sermon in and of itself. But for today, how do we welcome Jesus? Right here in our own everyday lives, how do we welcome Jesus here now? Joseph Stoll wrote, a Chicago-based newspaper, Streetwise, is sold by homeless people who collect a portion of the proceeds. One day as I walked to work, I passed a Streetwise vendor. It was a bitterly cold January morning, and I'd already stopped by Starbucks and paid more than a buck for a measly cup of coffee. Feeling noble, I struggled to find my wallet, reached in, and took out a dollar. The homeless woman asked, do you really want the paper, or can I keep it to sell to someone else? Oh, keep the paper, I replied. And then I added, how are you today? I'm so cold, she said. Well, I hope the sun comes out, it warms you up, and you have a good day, I told her as I turned to go. And about half a block later, the conversation finally registered. I kept walking, but ever since, I've regretted not giving her a cup of hot coffee in Christ's name. How do we welcome Jesus? That's how. By seeing Jesus in others that we encounter, by the small actions of love we can offer day by day. Professor Fred Craddock was once speaking to a group of pastors, and he talked for a while about how everyone says they're willing to die for their faith, or dreams of a grand gesture like a $1,000 donation. We like to boast of giving it all, he said. Then he went on. But the reality for most of us is that Jesus sends us to the bank and has us cash in the $1,000 for quarters. And then we go through life putting out 25 cents here and 50 cents there. Listen to the neighbor kids' troubles instead of saying, get lost. Go to a church committee meeting. Give a cup of water to a shaky old man in a nursing home. Usually, giving our life to Christ isn't glorious. It's done in all those little acts of love, 25 cents at a time. How do we welcome Jesus? That's how. Maybe we're called to be Waffle House Christians. A few years ago, Time magazine did a report on Waffle House. Those who sing its praises do so not because of the food, but, according to one customer, because there's no ego, no pretension. It's welcoming to all. Maybe we should be Waffle House Christians. How do we welcome Jesus? That's how. Amen.
Thank you. confess our faith. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation.
Troubles of our lives with your comfort, care, strength, and hope. Bless all in need, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, Lord God, as you entered our world to become one of us, so remind us that we are called to enter the world of others and to be people of understanding and compassion. Remind us that you have called us to be people of forgiveness, living together in the same kind of love and mercy that you have given us. Remind us that we are called to be people of mercy, living together in patience and kindness. Remind us that you have called us to be people of love, living fervently for the good and welfare of others, welcoming you in others. Send your Holy Spirit to enter our lives anew, that we may become the people we should be. Lord, in your mercy, open our lives to the needs of others around us, Lord God. As we live with our friends, families, and all the world, may we do your work through our hands. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
Also with you.
Lift up your heart.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and glory, heaven and earth are full of Hosanna, 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 highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Let us pray. O God of the welcome table, in this meal we have feasted on your goodness and have been united by your presence among us. Empower us to go forth sustained by these gifts so that we may share your neighborly love with all. Through Jesus Christ, the giver of abundant life. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.